It's Wednesday night. Time for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B. Call in to connect. Get a free reading. 1-888-454-ASK-1. That's 1-888-454-2751. Outside the U.S. and Canada, 919-341-5615. This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R. A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday evening your time and Thursday morning my time in South Australia, where I'm broadcasting from. And it's time for the Psychic Dilemma Hour here on the Ask One Radio Network. I'm Jenny and we are live right now. So if you're listening in and have any questions regarding your love life, career, health, finances, or if you're simply wanting a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. Now, if you're wanting the phone numbers to call into the A1R's radio show, and if you're calling from the US and Canada, call 888-454-2751. Anywhere else in the world, please call the global hotline at 919-341-5615. You'll find me here Wednesday evenings on the airwaves at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific in the US and 12 midday in Australia. On tonight's show, I have a special guest on with me, Rose Insira, and I'll be chatting to her shortly. But before that, if you guys listening in would like to connect with me privately, you'll find me at my website at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. Also at my website, you'll find my contact details listed there. You can also connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Now, please keep your calls coming into the show tonight for your free readings, and we'll be taking calls later, halfway through the show. Now, as I said earlier, I have a special guest on with me on tonight's show. Tonight's guest is Rose Insira. Before I bring Rose into the show, let me share a little bit about Rose with you all. Rose Insira is a published author of over 60 books. Her books are published and marketed in Australia and internationally and are frequently sold for use in libraries and schools. Rose has also written her best-selling book, Dictionary of Dreams, which has sold over 500,000 copies. The Dream Book has given Rose an awareness of the importance of self-discovery through understanding dreams, and I'm sure Rose will be writing more on this in the future. Rose, a former high school teacher of English and language's main focus, has been on educational books, ranging from topics such as Australian disasters to humorous short novels. Rose has also spent time as an author in residence at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, and she says this was one of her most rewarding and uplifting experiences. There she was writing books to the chronically ill and adolescents. Through this came her book titled Sick Humour, featuring young hospital patients. Rose has also been a lecturer at major TAFE colleges in Victoria, where her course sessions have always been well received and attracted a lot of positive feedback. She's also participated in guest author visits to schools in Melbourne and regional Victoria. Let's bring Rose into tonight's show and have a chat with her. Welcome, Rose, to the Psychic Dilemma Hour. How are you?
Hello, Jenny. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, well, thanks for popping by to have a chat with us. Are you up for a few questions, Rose?
Yes, absolutely. Fire away,
oh,
Jenny.
Great. Now, Rose, wow, you've written so many books, 60 books. That's an awful lot of books. Most people don't even pen one. But would you like to share with our audience tonight a little bit about how you got into writing books?
Alrighty, Jenny. Now, 60 books, yes. But they're not very long books, except for the Dictionary of Dreams was 100,000 words. However, the other books, the children's books, they're quite small. So please do not think that I am a brilliant genius, because I'm not.
I'm thinking you are, Rose. Anyone that writes one book, in my eyes, is a genius, which is great there. So congratulations on that. Now, let's talk about your first book. What inspired you and what was that all about, your very first book that you wrote?
Now, the very first book I wrote was called I Miss Harley. And it's a children's it was a children's picture book. Uh-huh. And it was about a little dog called Harley and how he got very old and then he died. So it was actually a book for children on grieving and death. Now, this little book has been used for grief counselling in many, many organisations. I'm very, very proud of this book. So that was my very first book that I wrote.
Okay, because you've written a lot of books. Let's talk about the Dictionary of Dreams. That book has sold over 500,000 copies and is a bestseller. I actually have a copy of that book, Rose, that you gave me. And you know what? It's a wonderful book and I'm still learning about dreams. Would you like to share a little bit about that book with us all?
Yes. Now, I am amazed at how popular this dictionary actually is. Just about anyone I meet knows of someone who's read this book. And so I'm very popular when I go to cocktail parties or any sort of parties because everyone wants to know about their dreams. Now, I guess the reason why the book has been a success is because it is very simply written. I guess that comes from my teaching background. So as a teacher, I've always learned to write very clearly and I've learned how to engage a reader. Now, even children as young as 9 years old have come up to me and said, oh, I've read your book. I really love what you said about monsters in the book. So it's actually quite an easy book to read, but it has a lot of psychological knowledge and intuitive knowledge that the reader doesn't really pick up. But let me tell you, I have done lots and lots of research on this book.
Yeah, I can imagine. How long did it take you, Rose, to write that actual book, The Dictionary of Dreams? A long time?
It took me 6 months.
Wow, that's pretty good though, 6 months. It's going to take me 6 months to read each thing and what each dreams mean in that actual book. It's wonderful. Now, Rose, our dreams always mean something and they've got a lot of importance in our lives, I guess. Would you like to share with our listeners tonight a little bit about this, dreams and their messages? Because I know a little bit about dreams and I've written little articles, but I'm certainly don't know half as much as you know or even a quarter, Rose, of what you know.
I'm sure you do.
Far away. What do our dreams mean, the importance of them? What are they all about?
Okay, now we all dream, and I'll go through that a little bit later, but everyone dreams. I can hear you saying, no, I don't dream, but that's only because we can't remember our dreams. However, we all dream, even animals. Now, dreams are a window to our unconscious minds, so that's why it's so important. They give us an insight into what's going on in our lives because during the day, as you know, we're so busy with stuff that goes on and on in our heads that we can't hear what our unconscious mind is telling us. So when we go to sleep and we dream, that's when the mind quietens and that's where we can access our deepest fears, our worries, our intuition through that unconscious state. And so the dreams then bring up all your fears and concerns and you're dreaming lots of symbols and pictures and so that when you wake up, you can certainly, if you remember the dream, you can do something about that.
Okay. Do we always remember our dreams, Rose? Some people might remember them, some people might not. Do we remember them or some of them? I'm not sure how it works.
Well, as I said, we all dream, but we don't always remember our dreams because it depends when we actually dream. Our last cycle of dream, when we just before we wake up, that's when we remember our dreams, those of us who do remember dreaming. It's just before we wake up. So that's the time, that's the best time to wake up and write it down so you don't forget the dream.
Okay. That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, you just said earlier that pets dream as well. That's interesting. What are your thoughts on that? And is it true that pets really actually dream, Rose?
They do. And it's not just, it's all animals. It's been proven in sleep labs that all animals dream just like humans dream because we go through a cycle called a rapid eye movement or REM sleep. which is the deepest sleep that we have. Now, if you've had a look at your dog lying down next to you, sleeping whilst you're watching television, sometimes he'll make these little jerky movements and, and he'll start to move and he'll make little sounds like yip, yip when he dreams.
Yes,
well, that's when your dog is dreaming and he's probably chasing rabbits in his sleep.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I never thought about animals dreaming before. I've seen the little twitches with my dog and interesting, isn't it? I think it's quite fascinating.
It is. I just find it incredible, incredible. And there is more and more study being done about dreams and how they help us function better in real life.
Okay. Now, I read on your website too, Rose, there are 20 most common dreams that people dream about. And the one that really fascinated me, and I had to have a giggle here because there were quite a few, the 20 most common dreams, was the one about losing teeth. Do people actually dream about losing teeth? Is that real? They actually dream about that?
Yes, and I'm surprised that you have not had that dream.
I haven't at this stage. I'm a bit worried about that if it means something.
You may do so at some stage in your life because it is one of the top dreams. And the reason why people dream this dream, it has nothing to do with real teeth. So please don't be worried. Your teeth will not fall out. But what it does mean. What it does mean is that when we dream of losing our teeth, we are feeling powerless in real life. We can't get a grip on things. If you think about teeth and what they mean in our society, it has to do with the way we look, with our appearance, but also, you know, you say you've got to get your teeth into something, even in the practical sense, such as chewing food. Now, if you think about the most powerless people in society, it's usually the babies, the very young babies, and the very old. So they are the most vulnerable groups. And therefore, when you dream of losing your teeth, you're feeling incredibly vulnerable and powerless.
Okay, that makes sense, doesn't it? Are there some other common dreams that people dream about, Rose? There was 20, I think, that people dream about. That was the one that fascinated me.
Certainly. Well, I can go through them if you like, Jenny.
I'd love it to share it. Please do.
All righty. I'll go through. I have 22 here, which I'll go through. Now we have the house, dreaming of a house or buildings. That is a very, very common dream, being in different rooms of the house, getting lost in a house, in a corridor, you know, in the kitchen, very common. In a hotel, perhaps finding yourself at church. So house dreams are very important. Death, well, this is the scariest. When people freak out when they think, oh, I've just dreamt that I've died or my friend has died or I've seen somebody die in my dreams. So that is also an important dream. Water. Now, water, all sorts of things to do with swimming, perhaps drowning, which is very, very frightening, washing in water. Water is an emotional dream, emotionally based dream. So that is common to everybody. Uh-huh. Have you ever dreamt that you have fallen or you're flying through the air? Okay, very common. So that's all about wanting freedom if you are flying, yes. But if you're falling, you talk about perhaps you're not feeling supported. So very common again.
Okay, falling, yes.
Five, parts of your body. Now, people worry about this too. Apart from losing your teeth, there's broken arms or your hair being cut or falling out. Very important. This is all about your fears about how you function, how your body functions in real life. Now, this one is an interesting one. Number six is sex.
Okay. We dream about that. Okay.
In all different ways, yes.
Yes. Yeah. No comment, Rose. No comment. I won't ad lib there. We dream about that in all different ways, yeah?
That's fine. But it's more about being intimate. It's not so much the sexual act itself. It's more about wanting to be closer or more intimate. So any form of that is not what it seems. Now, number seven, We dream about celebrations and social occasions such as, you know, weddings, funerals, birthday parties, Christmas, New Year, etc. Mm-hmm. These are all our social anxieties that we have. Now, coming up to Christmas, I always dream of some disaster happening at Christmas lunch, which, of course, highlights.
Yes. Does it happen, Rose, or that's just a dream? That's just a figment of our imagination sometimes?
I think it's to do with our anxieties.
Yeah, understand.
When we want everything to be perfect and it doesn't happen. So we think about it beforehand and then, of course, you know, there it is. Number eight, yes, places such as landscapes, weird and strange landscapes, they're all about how you feel on the inside. So it's really an interior emotional landscape.
Okay, yeah.
So that's a very common one. The weather.
Yes. Now,
interestingly, many people dream about the weather or natural disasters. Floods. Fire,
yeah.
Storms, you know, seasons, and this is all about our moods, how we are feeling, our emotional landscape, So that's an interesting one too. Any questions so far on those nine?
Well, quite a few dreams, Rose, that you've mentioned there. I dream about a lot of them there, actually. Sometimes I remember dreams and sometimes I don't, but I know I dream about the weather quite a bit there. So you're saying that's emotional, which is interesting, and I dream about water quite a bit too. Two of them stand out for me quite dominantly there.
Oh, well, again, that's all about your emotional life, your emotional landscape. So you must be a very emotional person or you are in touch with your emotions.
Oh, thank you, Rose. I like you. All right. Now, we've still got 10 more to go through. That's interesting, isn't it? I find it fascinating.
Yes. Well, stop me at any time because I'm passionate about this, so I will just keep talking.
I'm just listening. I'm fascinated. Fire away, Rose.
Now, animals. Animals are very interesting because you could have the beautiful, cute animals to being attacked or chased or bitten by animals. So this is all about our own instincts and our habits. So it's not about another animal. It's that animal inside of you. For example, a dog could mean about loyalty or it could be about aggression. For example, a wolf is about aggression or that pack mentality. And a rat is devious. So all these qualities are really about ourselves.
Rose, what about a snake or spiders or crawly things? Sometimes I dream about crawly things.
And how do you? Yes, and do you feel frightened in the dream?
Can't remember now. That was a long time ago. I think I might have been scared because I am scared of crawly, snaky things, yes.
Well, actually, snakes are the most common of all symbols. Interestingly. Now, there are lots of meanings for snakes. That could be uncontrollable passions. It could mean hidden danger. It could be a creative energy and a healing energy because, as you know, a snake will shed its skin. So, you know, you're able to transform yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, we associate snakes with a snake in the grass, you know, someone deceptive and being bitten because we're not aware. It's that lack of awareness. So snakes could mean different things at different times of your life when you are dreaming about the snakes.
Okay.
But it's not always bad. It's not always bad.
That's good. Can I just ask you one question? Sometimes I dream about an owl or birds, and sometimes people have told me owls or birds are death. I don't know if that's true or not. It's a little bit scary too, isn't it, sometimes?
Well, look, that's the old superstitious interpretation. Today we're much more intuitive and we are more in touch with our animal kingdom. Owl, we associate that with wisdom usually. So, but birds in general are to do with messages. So when you dream of a bird, it's about a message that you'll be receiving or you're not listening to or you need to pay attention to.
Oh, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. It's fascinating, Rose, isn't it, what people dream about? There's so many common things that they seem to dream about. I didn't realise there was a common theme.
There are, and it's from all over the world. And this is what's so fascinating. And I have to tell you something quite funny, because in different countries, when to do with animals, and they are being chased by an animal, places such as, you know, Canada or the US, they might dream about a bear chasing them and being afraid of a bear. But in countries such as India, you would find that they would dream of tigers chasing them. Because it's more, it is exactly geographically that is the animal that they are most afraid of and being caught by. So I find that amazing.
I find that amazing too. So it depends where you live as to what you dream, I guess, what animal or what happens there. Interesting, Rose.
Yeah, absolutely. People. So when you dream of different people, they're all different type parts of yourself. People like, people at work, teachers, celebrities, royalty, an attractive stranger, or people that you know in real life, they're all different parts of yourself. They're not really to do with those people themselves, but more what parts does it represent in you. For example, if you dream of a celebrity, which I have to admit, I have dreamt of celebrities and of having dinner with the Queen. So
that's interesting, Rose, dinner with the Queen.
I know. So what's interesting, it means that I need to feel validated. And so by being with a celebrity or by being with a royal person, I feel good about myself. I feel that I'm validated and that I'm being noticed in my real life. I have a need to be recognized. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my vanity for you.
What about if you are the celebrity? What if you are dressed up as a person? Sometimes I've heard that people actually see themselves as Cleopatra or a star or some sort of celebrity.
That's right.
Interesting too. I haven't done that personally myself, but people might. People have told me that. Clients have told me that actually.
Yes. Well, basically what that has to do with is the feel that you want those qualities, that you desire to have that. So, for example, Cleopatra was the most charismatic woman and intelligent and beautiful. So perhaps if you dream that you are Cleopatra, that they're the qualities that you wish to have for yourself.
Oh, that makes sense, Rose, doesn't it? That's all quite fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what number are we up to now?
Okay, bear with me. We're up to 12. I hope we'll have time to cover them all.
Yes, we might. Yeah, we'll see how we go, because I want to talk about your dream oracle cards at some stage, but let's go through a few more of these because they're quite interesting.
I thought you might enjoy them. Now, number 12 is games. Games, playing in different types of games, team sports, computer games, leisure activities, being at the Olympics. So all these represent our need to be social and to be competitive and to feel validated again. So there are greats that are very, very popular all over the world.
Yes, I can imagine.
One of the ones, number 13, is spiritual guides, and I get asked all the time, you know, what does it mean if I see an angel in my sleep, or, you know, someone who has passed away, who has died, or a religious figure, even aliens or fairies? A typical dream. This represents your spiritual self and your imagination, you know, how we want to connect to that ethereal world. So it's very, very interesting, this one.
It is interesting. Very interesting, Rose.
Have you had any experience being, you know, in the psychic world, Jenny, with dreams of, you know, beyond? Yes.
Yes, I often dream of angels. I often dream of spirit guides. I dream a lot of Indians. I don't know whether my spirit guides from the past have been Indian or whatever, because I haven't got into that. But I do dream angels regularly, quite regularly actually.
Well, I'll just tell you a little bit about that, because angels have always been regarded as messengers from the divine. So to dream of an angel is to expect good news and to keep your faith during difficult times ahead. So that's what the angel is telling you when it comes into your dream. Have faith, expect good news.
Oh, that's lovely. On my Facebook page, everyone listening in, and Rose, I've got 7,777 likers. And I was looking up the meaning of that on Google last night, because all the sevens mean something with angel messages. And I was saying it's always good fortune and things work out and things are going to have stabilize across your life. The angels are looking out for you. Isn't that interesting?
All wow. The sevens.
Yeah, that's what it just reminded me. Yeah, it just prompted me when you were talking about angels. So it's interesting that they mean something in our dreams, but that's a good thing, isn't it, when they come into our dreams and mean something?
It's very good. It is very good. You are connecting to your higher self, to your intuitive side. So it's wonderful if you can do that.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. So do you dream about angels too, or spirit guides, Rose?
I have dreamt of both, of angels and spirit guides. And it's been very comforting for me. Whenever I dream, I know that things will turn out fine, and that makes me react differently in my waking life with people and with things. So absolutely. And before I go to bed, I call on the angel. I call on my spirit guides and my angels to say, please give me a message, help me tomorrow, help me with my concerns. And they do.
Oh, see, that's lovely, isn't it? So you put out the intention and it comes back for you, which is fantastic. I think that's wonderful.
Well, I think I think people should try to, if they can't remember dreams, put out that intention before they go to sleep and say, I want to remember the dream. Please, please remind me of what my dream is in the morning. And usually people do remember if they make a little note before they go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. We could have done a whole show on this, Rose, the 20 most common things that people dream about, because I had no idea it was so involved and that everyone has the same theme and thinking about different things or dreaming about different things. I find all that quite fascinating, actually. It's a whole show in itself.
It is. I will have to do the second part of the show.
Well, do you want to leave it there and we can talk, because we're going to go to a commercial break in about a few minutes' time. Do you want to leave it there and come back onto the show at a later date and go through the rest of the common dreams? Perhaps let's talk about – do you want to do that, Rose, at a later date?
Absolutely.
Come back?
Yes, all right, I would love to do that.
All right, because I really want to talk about these dream oracle cards that you're going to have out in 2013. Would you like to share a little bit about these new dream cards? When will they be out? And they're very different from your dream dictionary. Share a little bit about these new dream cards with our listeners tonight.
All righty. Well, the dream cards will have the top 22 dreams and they will have the most beautiful images. So they will tell you about what each of the dreams mean, as I have been doing on the radio today.
Yes.
At the same time, there are 30 oracle cards. Now, after you have your dream, you then choose an oracle card, and whatever that card tells you, for example, it could have the word gratitude, and it will tell you that that is how you will approach your day, your life, after you've had this dream. So it's really, really exciting because they will be beautifully presented and they should be out by Mother's Day next year, hopefully before then.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. And did you actually write all the meanings of these cards too, Rose, and get involved in the whole process there with the cards?
I did indeed, yes. Wow. And Rockpool Publishing has published these wonderful cards, and I hope to follow it up with another book because, as you can see, there are so many possibilities to do with dreams.
There is so many different possibilities to do with dreams. Perhaps when these cards actually come out, Rose, that you said they're out by Mother's Day 2013, perhaps you'd like to come back and have a little reading with these dream cards with me and share them with our listeners, do you think?
That would be wonderful. I would love that. Thanks, Jenny. I would love to do that.
Well, yes. Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Now, we're off to a commercial break, Rose, in a couple of minutes. Before you go, I just want to thank you for sharing so much with our listeners tonight, a little bit about your wonderful book there and these wonderful Dream Oracle cards too. Where can our listeners get in contact with you if they want to find out more information about these cards or a little bit about you? Where can they find you, Rose?
The best place to find me is on my website. So that's www.rosinsera.com, and you'll be able to contact me there. So that I would love to hear from anybody about any of your dreams. I would love to hear more.
Yes, but I'd like to have you back into the show and really talk about dreams a lot more and finish off those 20. We only did, how many did we do? 13 or something.
That's right, we did.
All right, we'll have you back when those cards are out and we'll finish off the rest of those common dreams. But where can they find you on Facebook, Rose, as well? Because you're on Facebook too, aren't you?
Yes, also on Rose in Sarah. You'll be able to find me, author and creativity coach. You'll be able to find me there. So I look forward to seeing lots of you there on my page.
Yes, pop by Rose's page, everyone, and say hello to her. Ask her about dreams. And those cards sound wonderful, Rose. But I want to thank you for giving me a copy of that Dictionary of Dreams. And I've still got a lot of reading, but it's very fascinating, that book, wasn't it? Or isn't it, I should say. Not wasn't it, isn't it?
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Jenny.
Okay, well, thanks, Rose. We're off to a commercial break, but thank you so much, and I will talk to you another day, Rose.
Pleasure. Bye for now, Jenny. Bye,
thanks,
everybody.
Bye, Rose. Bye. Stay tuned. This is Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One radio station. We're off to a commercial break. Back in a moment.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Breathe, breathe. Hey, does my voice sound soothing? I am Adam Bear, and I am the new voice of A1A Meditation Radio. I'm already having trouble with my knees when I'm sitting like this all day, so I hope I can do this. Tune in and chill. A1A is Planet Earth's meditation station at the top of the iTunes Radio Tuner in Adult Contemporary or direct at A1A.fm. Breathe, breathe. A1A.fm.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
And now, back to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B. Live from PsychicDilemma.com. Exclusively on A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
Back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio. And tonight I'm here doing brief readings on Psychic Radio. If you guys are wanting to connect with me privately, you'll find me on my website at PsychicDilemma.com. That's Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, PsychicDilemma.com. Just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about 15 minutes or so. So do come through and say hi. And if you mention A1R Radio, I'll answer that one free question for you all. Remember, I'm only ever a chat room or a phone call away. Now, keep your calls coming into the show tonight, and I'll be taking a caller shortly. I just want to thank my guest I had on earlier tonight, Rose and Sarah, for sharing a little bit about herself and her wonderful book and her wonderful oracle cards. Do connect with Rose at her website. That's roseinsarah.com. Rose, I'll spell it, R-O-S-E, in Sarah, I-N-S-E-R-R-A.com. Keep an eye out for those wonderful dream oracle cards. They'll be out in the new year. Now, we've got some live callers calling in a moment, but you guys will catch me here each Wednesday evening in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 12 midday in Australia on a Thursday, which is wonderful. So at the moment, I'm thinking we've got some callers coming into the show. We're just waiting for our first caller coming into the show. We've got Susie in Chicago. Let's bring Susie into the show. Hello, Susie. You're speaking to Jenny from Psychic Dilemma. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jenny?
Yeah, welcome, Susie. How can I help you? Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
Yes, I actually was calling to ask you about a love question. I met someone when I was in school, like a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And he was he is a doctor, and we didn't get off to a very good footing because he answered the phone while we were being introduced, and I just feel like I've been seeing him in the universe, like not all the time, but since the year and a half, like since I've graduated, I've seen him in the universe more, and I guess I've just been thinking about him, and I was just wondering if I should try to be in a relationship with him, or if I should go to him, or if I should wait for the universe, or if I'm completely wrong.
Okay, well, let's have a look, Susie. I don't think you're completely wrong. I think, in fact, you are quite intuitive. What's your date of birth, Susie?
My date of birth is March 2nd, 1988.
Yeah, and what's his name and his date of birth?
His name is Darius. And his
Darius?
Birthday is, yes.
And his date of birth, if you know?
I think it's July 1st, 1976.
Okay. Now, Susie, usually you are intuitive. You said you might be off the track there. You're certainly not off the track. You both seem
Oh, that's good.
Not at all. Say it again, Susie.
I said, that's good.
That's good. It's nice to know you're on the right path, isn't it? Well, Darius and you seem to get on quite well, but at the moment it seems to be halted. Nothing really is going on at the moment. He's kind of in his corner. You're kind of in your corner. Can you get this up and running where you get it to a level where you're talking? Because you're not really talking much, are you?
No, we're not.
Okay. Can you get it to that level, Susie, where you're talking a little bit there and you'll find that you can move ahead because it's kind of like a testing time for you. It's a little bit like he's not putting the effort in and you're not putting the effort in at the moment, but you'll make progress, I think, if you put in a little bit of an effort because I feel he will talk to you. You can get it up and running a little bit better than what it is because it's halted at the moment, full stop.
Okay.
It's not going anywhere, is it?
No, nowhere. I feel like it stayed the same for a year.
So it's been like this for a year, Susie, where you haven't talked?
It's a funny story. I mean, I guess I kind of changed appearances, and he didn't know. He didn't realize that he knew me right away. And then when I went to go talk to him, he was pretty surprised. I don't know.
So you must have changed quite a bit there, Susie, if he didn't recognize you. Did you change a lot?
Yeah, I mean, my hair got darker naturally, and I had it dyed. It was blonde before, and I think I lost, like, 25 pounds. It wasn't, like, the craziest thing, but I guess I grew up more, you know.
Okay. Well, I would, number one, start and get this friendship thing up and running. Number one, you're not talking. What I think you have to do is really get out there, put a bit of energy out there and see if you can motivate him and you to talk, because at the moment there's nothing happening. Do you ever cross paths where you see him?
Yes, and I just get so flustered.
Okay, well, number one, don't get flustered because no one knows that you're flustered. Come across that you're quiet in control. No one will know that you're flustered, only you.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and just chat to him. Chat to him. Be his friend. I would put out the intention, this is what I want to see happen, because you can be his friend quite easily. It's just that it's sort of by the wayside a little bit. Nothing's happening, and that makes it really tricky, doesn't it? Makes it really, really hard at the moment. That's what I do. Work on the friendship, because when are you going to see him next time?
I don't know. I don't know if I should just wait on the universe or if I should go and see him at the hospital. I'm not sure.
Do you ever see him in a social sense, Susie? More so in a hospital situation? Because to rock up at the hospital is a bit hard, I think, isn't it? And say, hello, I'm Susie, I'm here. Not really that good. Why don't you see if you can see him in a social sense? Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll put myself out there. That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah, I think put yourself out there. If you put out the intention, usually people will cross your path. But if you go specifically to the hospital, that's when I'd be a bit nervous if I was you. I wouldn't be doing that. Social's a lot better, Susie, where you're relaxed, he's relaxed, and you'll find you can quite freely chat. You're on equal turf then. If you go to the hospital, you're on his turf, and that's where he'll be more in control. Try it. You have nothing to lose, do you?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Thank you very much.
Because you can't make a wrong choice here. It's your decision that you want to get this up and running here. And I think if you want to go for it, you have good energies around you, so does he. You have honestly nothing to lose. He liked you in the past and you liked him. You did have a good bond, a good rapport, but remain true to yourself now. Put your wants first, what you want to see happen, and then you'll find when the universe is ready, it always provides. And the timing's pretty spot on for you to have someone special in your life. It's a bit hard to see it sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're stressing. Yeah. I want to say relax. Take stock of yourself. Have a look around and slow down. I bet you'll see him in a social situation quite soon. And all you've got to do is be truthful to yourself and be positive and just have a little chat to him, because you'll find you can banter back and forth, back and forth. Remember, you both liked each other before and it just kind of fizzled out a bit, didn't it?
I don't know what happened. I think it was just bad timing, and I mean I've grown up a lot since I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was exactly ready or thought that was even, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you might be right. The timings have to be right, you know, but have faith in yourself. Trust in your abilities. You can achieve all your dreams. Did you hear us talking? You heard us talking about dreams before, but just put it out there that all these dreams and what you're wanting to fall into place do fall into place, because you've put a lot of hard work and effort in the past, but it's just laying dormant at the moment. It will pick up. Okay. It will get better. Because I think there's no such thing that it's out of your reach. It can happen, but you're going to put out the intention there, because you've kind of nothing. It's kind of dead is what I see at the moment. It just needs to be tweaked a little bit. And once it's tweaked a little bit, you'll find he can respond in quite a positive manner and it can go quite nicely. Bit hard to see it sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Exactly. So focus on what you want. That's what you're going to do. Follow these dreams that you want to see happen here, and you'll find you've got the strength to move forward with it. I think he can be quite good for you, and you can be quite good for him. There's definitely a connection. There's definitely something there, isn't there?
I think so.
Yeah? But you seem to hesitate. You seem a little bit unsure, Susie, at the moment.
No, I feel a connection. I feel a connection. I just feel like, because it's been so long, that I question it. I don't know.
Yes.
I yeah, just that's question, all right to question that, it. If
you're,
I should...
you're allowed to question things. There's no harm in that at all. But probably it's a bit daunting because for a year you've told me you haven't talked. That's a long time for a friendship, isn't it, to be on hold?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think you just got to have faith in yourself, yeah? Have yeah. faith in yourself and your abilities, and you'll find that's where everything else just falls into place. If you've got faith and abilities in yourself, you'll find it does happen. But do connect with me on my website and let me know how you go, won't you? My website is psychicdilemma.com, and let me know how you go with Darius, because I'm sure it's going to be positive feedback that you'll give me.
Well, thank you so much. You made me feel so much better. I will keep in touch.
Oh, well, that's lovely, Susie. Take care and you enjoy your evening.
You too. Enjoy your evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Susie. Bye. Now, Susie's gone and we've got Monique in Augusta, Georgia next. Hello, Monique. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, well, how can I help you? You're talking to Jenny from Psychic Dilemma.
Okay, I actually was wondering about, I'm in school right now, and I was just wondering if I was going to actually make it through and graduate.
Okay, what's your date of birth, Monique?
10/30/75.
Okay. Now, Monique, at the moment, there seems to be a little bit of hesitation around you. This schooling, what are you actually learning? What are you actually studying?
Surgical technology.
Okay, and it's pretty full on, isn't it, is what I pick up. There's nothing that you can't set your mind to do, Monique, that you cannot do. You haven't got that long to go, have you?
No, not at all.
Oh, how long have you got to go? I'll pick up it's only a short time to go. How long have you got to go?
About 10 more months.
Okay, 10 more months is just a little drop in the ocean. It's definitely not a long time to go. I think your energies at the moment are a little bit scattered at the moment. You seem to be doing a lot of things. You need a bit of me time to be looking after you, Monique. You definitely will finish the course here, but at the moment I think there has to be a little bit more discipline and focus here. As you keep going along, because you're scattering all these energies is what I pick up around you, just pull yourself back and be a little bit disciplined and focused and you'll find the rest does fall into place. Can you kind of see that or not really?
I feel it. I feel that way. Right. I know what you're saying. I feel like I'm just kind of all over the place right now.
Yeah. Well, do you have a break over Christmas? Because Christmas is not that far away, you realize. Are you going to have a little break over Christmas or not really?
Actually, I'll have about 4 days off, 4 or 5 days off for Thanksgiving. But I work as well. So, I mean, I'll have a little bit of a break.
That's probably why I'm picking up that your energies, Monique, are scattered a little bit. Because, look, you're working somewhere else. You're only having a little bit of time off. You're doing all this study. Sometimes you've got to pull back and refocus and look after you. Because if you pull back and look after you, you're going to be okay here. Focus on what you want to see. Because this is a personal goal of yours, isn't it, to finish this training there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I really feel that you'll do it, even though you probably can't see it at the moment, because you seem to have a lot of deadlines. Do you have deadlines around you where things are going to be in on time and stuff?
Yes, I got a lot of deadlines coming up, a lot of stuff due, finals coming up, so yes.
Yeah.
It seems like it's running out.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up around you, Monique, but do remain focused, like I say, and do what's important for you. Leave the rest for another time, stuff that doesn't really mean so much. You know, sort of get your priorities happening there. If it's the study that is your priority, throw yourself into the study side there. If it's something else, the work, throw yourself into the work. But you're trying to do everything at once or solve everything at once. And sometimes, honestly, it's small, small steps. But I know that you'll move forward. I know that you'll finish that 10 months. What are you qualified as when you finish there, Monique?
I will be in the operating room and I will be helping the surgeon, passing instruments, making sure they have the right instruments as they're doing surgery on patients.
Oh, see? And you've got to get that down, Pat. You don't want to be handing the wrong instrument for the wrong bit of the operation, do you? That could be terrible.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, I'll lose my job and my license for sure.
You will be fine. I know that most things that you set your mind to do, you can do it. So at the moment, you've got to, at the moment, focus on what you want to see happen and say to yourself that it's going to be a positive outcome, because sometimes you doubt yourself a little bit, yeah? And that's the hardest thing, don't you think? Don't doubt yourself, because I think it's going to move forward for you.
Okay.
Because you're settled in lots of other areas. Yeah? Settled in lots of other areas, but you're not kind of settled with this at the moment. Probably because you're so close. It's almost finished. You're so close, but it's not there. But you've got good energy around you too.
Right. It's just a lot going on. There's been a gentleman that's in my life for about a year now, and I'm just kind of wondering where that's going. And I guess it's just a lot going around.
Okay. Let's have a quick look at him, because we've got a couple of minutes in the show, and you'll be our last caller tonight. What's his name, Monique?
It's Charles.
And what's his date of birth?
His 10-10, October 10th. I don't remember the year.
Okay. Well, I think he's going to be around long term. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to be perfectly okay. You seem to really, really be interested in each other. Would you say you love him, Monique?
I do.
Yeah. Well, I can see that with him, he's been a little bit hurt in the past and is a little bit guarded, but you're closer to him than anyone else. The more that you're kind of getting to know each other, you will get closer together. He is going to be around long term. So I don't see that as a hiccup, or I don't see that as a problem. Yeah?
Right. I'm just wondering, because he does have a chat with somebody else, and I was just wondering how.
Say it again, Monique.
He has a child with somebody, and I was just kind of worried about that relationship with her.
No, I feel that's something that's finished there. I think he's connected with a past relationship because of the child. How old's the child?
Probably about 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe
the connection.
Maybe a little younger.
Yeah, he won't go back to the past. That's an experience that's gone. So I think you have to let it go. When I say let it go, realise he's not going to go back to the past there. I think just enjoy his company and you will get closer together. I think things will go quite nicely. So it's kind of a little bit like a waiting time, yeah? Waiting time to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, but you're kind of waiting around and kind of waiting for it to get a little bit better.
Yeah, I think just do what you're doing. You're obviously doing the right thing. But I want to thank you for calling into the show. Do connect with me on my website and let me know how you're going. But Charles and you have that rapport, you have that bond, you have something there between you two, don't you?
I feel that. I hope we do.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. You're good with knowing things, but you know how you're sort of trying to solve everything? You're trying to solve at the moment what's happening with your studies. You're trying to solve what's happening with you doing bits of work. You're trying to solve what's happening with Charles. Just slow down and take your time. You're going to be fine here, I know it. But do let me know how you go on the website at psychicdilemma.com and let me know how you and Charles and the studies going.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I want to wish you all the best, Monique. You take care, and thanks for calling into tonight's show.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Bye, Monique. Now, Monique's gone, and we've come to the end of the show tonight. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and listening in to Psychic Dilemma on the airwaves. Now, and I want to thank my guest I had on earlier tonight, Rose Insera, sharing a little bit about herself with us all. Do connect with Rose at her website at roseinsera.com. Keep an eye out for those wonderful dream oracle cards that she's having. In 2013, she'll be bringing them out, and we'll bring Rose back into the show then. Now, I'd like to thank our team here at A1R Psychic Radio, mainly Dave and our producer Connie, too, his offsider, for bringing these wonderful psychic shows to us all. Thanks, guys. It's lovely. Just a quick reminder, after tonight's show, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about 15 minutes or so. So do come through and say hi. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer that one free question for you all. Remember, I'm only ever a chat room or a phone call away. That's at my website at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. You'll catch me here each Wednesday evening in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 12 midday Thursdays in Australia. Now, I have a quote to end the show tonight, as I always do, and I love this quote. You cannot control how other people react. All you can do is to do what's right for you. That's an anonymous quote. Who knows who wrote it, but it's a good quote. Now, I want to thank you guys for listening in, and everyone have a great, wonderful week. Until next week, it's bye from me at Psychic Dilemma.